While there are no known cases of monkeypox in the Sudbury Health Unit jurisdiction, but there is still surveillance underway for any such infectious disease that might arise. Public Health Ontario said monkeypox is a rare viral illness that causes fever, headache, swollen lymph nodes and lethargy, followed by the development of a rash over a person's body. Monkeypox was first confirmed in Canada about 2 weeks ago, and the latest count, Health Canada, indicated 27 known cases. That might have increased in recent days since public health officials in Toronto said Tuesday there were two positive cases in that city with six others under investigation. Nationally, besides Ontario's cases, only Quebec has reported any confirmed cases of the disease. There are 25 confirmed cases in Quebec, Health Canada reports. The disease is spread among people through direct contact with the bodily fluids of another person or infected animals. It might also be spread by respiratory droplets from an infected person, or from mother to fetus. In general, the disease is not considered deadly since it can be treated with the smallpox vaccine. Untreated, it can be deadly in rare cases, say experts. Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, was responding to an inquiry from Sudbury.com about what measures are in place in the event that a case of monkeypox is identified locally. Should we receive a report of a suspected case of monkeypox virus in our community, we will be ready to actively respond. This will include providing information to the province regarding the case as part of surveillance and reporting initiatives, supporting area clinicians with regard to testing and clinical care, case management, and the identification and notification of contacts of the case, as appropriate and in accordance with provincial guidance, said PHSD in an email response. PHSD added that public health units across Ontario are linked with, and participate in, robust infectious disease surveillance system networks that undertake international, national, provincial, and local infectious disease surveillance. Through ongoing monitoring and communication of surveillance data, health authorities have timely access to information on new or emergent infectious diseases and existing infectious diseases that can inform decision-making and provide the basis for actions taken as part of the public health response. These surveillance systems also serve as effective early warning systems, said PHSD. Len Gillis covers healthcare and mining for Sudbury.com.